It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. And now, with the play-by-play coverage, here is Justin Fluke.
For the first time since 2011, the Rossville Bulldog basketball team is making history. Class 2A, the state tournament from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, where this purple palace is currently filled with red. Rossville Bulldogs from the Big East League and head coach Brandon McDonald set to take on the El Saline Cardinals from the Heart of America Conference and head coach Marty Wendell. El Saline is 20-3. They are the number 3 seed, while the Rossville Bulldogs come in as the number 6 seed with a record of 16-7. Welcome to our broadcast with studio engineer MJ. I'm Justin Fluke. You earlier heard the Fika Seaman girls win their 5A quarterfinal at Emporia. Now we come to you for Class 2A as Rossville at stake for the first time since 2011, just their fifth total state basketball tournament appearance. All the others were in Class 3A, but no doubt a short trip from Rossville to Manhattan, and the Bulldogs looking to make some noise. Earlier today, it was the number 1 seed and undefeated two-time defending champ Mound Ridge beating Pittsburgh Colgan 56-25. Mound Ridge will face Valley Falls in one boys semifinal game as Valley Falls beat Syracuse 58-54. The winner of this game tonight will face Sterling, who is the number 2 seed and now 21-3, as Sterling nearly got 100 points tonight. They beat Chase County by a final score of 97-48. So Sterling awaiting the winner of this game. That'll be in the semifinals on Friday here in Manhattan. Brandon McDonald now in his third year as head coach of the Rossville Bulldogs. High potent offense for this team coming in, averaging 64 points per game. El Saline, we talked about Rossville's first state appearance since 2011. El Saline hasn't been here since 2012. So both these teams have been absent more than a decade since they were playing state basketball. Just the fourth trip to state for the El Saline Cardinals, who started this season 13-0. Losses to Mound Ridge and Sterling, who, of course, are also in this Bay Boys State Tournament bracket. But El Saline got to state in dramatic fashion. They won their sub-state championship game over Bennington 69-68, a game that they were down by 10 points with just 2 minutes to go, and came back to secure the victory and punch their ticket to state here in Manhattan. For Rossville, it certainly wasn't easy for them, and they are battle-tested from that Big East League this season. In sub-state, they beat Donovan West by 20, then won on the road at Horton 64-51, and got by Marhill Mount Academy in the sub-state championship game last Saturday 69-50, the final score in that game. Five seniors on this Rossville team looking to extend their season. A win punches your ticket into the semifinals and guarantee two more games. A loss today will see season come to an end. It's Rossville and El Saline, 2A Boys State Basketball, and it's coming up next. But first, a pregame timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network at 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one. In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum, the Octagon of Doom, here for 2A Boys State Basketball. The Rossville Bulldogs, 16-7, set to take on the El Saline Cardinals, who are 20-3. Rossville went 7-3 in the Big East schedule for the first time here this season. They lost three of their last four games in the regular season, but then turned it on, as we mentioned, in sub-state with three straight wins to punch their ticket here to the state tournament for the first time since 2011. Brandon McDonald started Topeka High, and Baker was an assistant to Topeka West before heading to Rossville, where he's now in his third year as head coach of the Bulldogs. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight before we get set for the opening tip-off. And our starting lineups are brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you can find at Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer in Atchison, presenting the starting lineups here for tonight. El Saline will be the home team because they are the highest seed, the number three seed, so they'll have their white with red numerals in trim, and Rossville will be in their visiting dark-colored uniforms here tonight as the visitors, but both teams sport the same school color of red, so the Purple Palace is packed full of red here this evening. El Saline Cardinals and head coach Marty Wendell, here's their starting lineup. A couple big guys and their lineup at 6'5", that's Brogan Rowley, a 6'5 senior, and Reese Crone, a 6'5 junior. At a small forward, at 6'1 senior, Tayton Williams. And the backcourt for El Saline has 5'10 senior Garrison Zerger and 5'9 junior Katz Kramer. Kramer, Zerger, Williams, Crone, and Rowley. El Saline is led in scoring by Tayton Williams at 12 points per game, but they're really balanced as all five of those guys we mentioned average at least 9 points per game. Williams, 12, Rowley, 11, 10 points a game for Kramer, 10 for Crane, and 9 for Zerger. So that's five guys that can certainly all score the basketball. For the Rossville Bulldogs, they are led by Jack Donovan, a 5'11 junior, pacing this squad, averaging 19 points per game this season. He's joined in the starting lineup by Jacoby McDonald, who's a 5'5 junior at the point guard position. Also starting for Rossville, a couple big guys themselves that will have to match up inside tonight. Cameron Miller, a 6'4 junior, and Cameron Badura, 6'4 senior. Badura, 12 points a game. Cameron Miller, averaging 12 points a game and a team-high 7 rebounds per outing as well. As the lineups are being introduced here courtside at Bramlage Coliseum, we are going to take one final timeout, then come back and be set for the opening tip-off. El Saline and Rossville, winner gets Sterling on Friday in the 2A Boys State Semifinals. We'll return after this timeout and get set to tip it off. Couple keys to the game. It's coming up next on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network with Giant Communications and JBM Telephone Company's Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum, Class 2A Boys State Basketball. We are set for Rossville and El Saline. Should be a good one with the Bulldogs and the Cardinals. The fourth and final game of the day. Tomorrow to be 2A for the girls here at Bramlage Coliseum. 5A will be boys tomorrow at Emporia. Again, you heard the Topeka Seaman girls get a big victory over Casey Piper and advance earlier here today. Rossville starting lineup again, Jacoby McDonald, Jack Donovan, Cameron Miller, Brock Bush, and Cameron Badura. For El Saline, Brogan Rowley, Reese Crone, Tayton Williams, and Cass Framer. Starting lineup presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. El Saline in the home whites, Rossville in the road blacks with white numerals and letters trimmed in red. Cameron Miller going to jump it up for Rossville. Gives Brogan Rowley for El Saline, and the Bulldogs win the tip. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial as McDonald looks to set things up. Father in his third year as head coach, Brandon McDonald. Nice pass underneath, reverse layup, in and out. Jack Donovan couldn't finish, but then got it back and scored. And there's Jack Donovan doing what he does best, score the basketball. A couple offensive rebounds there for the Bulldogs, their first trip on offense, and they grab the 2-0 lead. Donovan averaging 19 points per game to lead this Bulldog squad. Offensively, Rossville going to start out in a 2-3 zone defense against El Saline. Ray Williams in the near corner to Cass Kramer. He shoots the three and hit it. Cass Kramer with the triple, and El Saline leads by one. Quickly ahead is Cameron Miller as Rossville tries to go in transition but loses the basketball. Turnover for the Bulldogs, who trail 3-2. Almost 1 minute in as Cardinals get their second possession on the near wing. This is Kramer. Another three, and he's hit two in a row on this near side. And it's 6-2. Cardinals on top. Couple threes against the 2-3 zone defense of Rossville here in the opening minute of play. Donnell on the right side. El Celine is man-to-man defensively. Here's Miller up top giving it to Donovan. Donovan in the black sends it over to McDonald. Take the alley-oop pass. And now Brock Bush steps up top. He gets it. He shoots. He missed it. Rebound tipped out. Donovan keeps it alive again. Jack finds a cutter to the basket. That's Brock Bush going baseline. Fakes. Now goes up. Reverse layup. Good. Brock Bush with the bucket. Couple second chance opportunities for Rossville to get on the scoreboard tonight. They trail by two. I'll have to defend this perimeter a little bit closer. They do stay in a zone. Their ball reversed to the left side to Kramer. Has hit the two threes on the near side. Now a three top of the key by El Celine. That's missed badly. Pinball rebound out. El Celine gets it down the lane. It's Kramer again and a jump shot on the two-pointer in the paint. Second chance points. Cass Kramer. He's got all 8 points for Rossville. Here's McDonald driving, scooping the layup. Up and in. Big drive there with the speed and the attack of Jacoby McDonald for his first two. Now an 8-6 ball game. Here's a touch pass going away. First turnover against El Celine. Donovan in transition on the left, guarded by two different defenders. Finds the trailer. That's Badura. Badura now to Bush. And now McDonald looks back to head coach Brandon McDonald as he'll call a play here for the half-court set. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Rossville ball down two. Cutter to the basket. Shot blocked away from Cameron Miller. Taken away by El Celine. Empty possession for the Dogs. Here's the far corner. Kramer pass to the inside. Drone finds the man coming down the lane. That's Brogan Rowley, and he scores his first two. First player other than Cass Kramer to score for El Celine, and they're back up by four. Butch McDonald screaming, wanting better defense from his Bulldog team. We had a chance to visit with Coach McDonald before tip-off. Here's a three by Badura, and he hit it. Just the ninth triple all season. Cameron Badura averaging 12 points a game. Big shot there to pull the Dogs back within one. Coach McDonald talked about kind of playing with a chip on their shoulder. He said, we're here trying to earn respect. Here's Kramer, another three. Way downtown, top. And he's got 11 points, his third triple here in the first 4 minutes. 13-9 now, El Celine. Three threes by Kramer. Driving is Donovan, pulls up, 18-footer on the baseline, no good. A little bit off balance, rebounded that time by the Cardinals. Push it ahead as Williams finds Crone. Back to the trailer, that's Zerger. Over to the left side, another three, this one no good by Rowley. And underneath, Donovan couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals underneath their own basket. Looking to extend the largest lead of the game, El Celine up 13-9 over Rossville. As we've just crossed underneath the four-minute mark here in the opening frame. Alley-oop lob on the inbounds and a foul. Our first foul. It'll result in two free throws as Rowley could not convert the play, but he'll get a couple charity tosses. First foul charged to Rossville. One turnover on each. And this free throw rattles in. Rowley now has 3 points. Four different players have already scored for Rossville. Badura hit the three. Bush, McDonald, and Donovan all have a deuce. Second free throw swishes as well. The lead extended to 6 points now with 15-9. El Celine on top. Starting five still out there for both teams with over 4 minutes gone by. McDonald cuts right side of the lane. It's cut off. He kicks it out. Donovan, three. That one no good. Battle for the boards. Falls into the hands of Miller. He fakes, goes up. Shot blocked, but out of bounds. It'll stay with Rossville. One finger up on the right hand of Coach McDonald as he signals in the player and the Bulldogs needing a bucket. 3:40 to go in this first frame. 96.9 The Pulse, of course, streaming online at mscsports.net and free on the MSC radio app. Here's a drive by Badura, and he gets the bucket. Cameron Badura's got the last five for the Bulldogs. It's 15-11. Much needed bucket again by Rossville here in the first quarter. Jumper in the lane. That's good on a little fake and then elevating. Trey Williams puts it in. That'd be a shootout. Here's a drive at the other side, and that's a big shot by Cameron Miller. All five starters have now scored for Rossville. 5 minutes gone by. Bulldogs trail 17-13. Inside goes Crone. He turns, shoots, and scores. Both teams shooting well and shooting early in the possession. I don't know if it's necessarily a lack of defense, but both offenses are just in high gear. Here's Donovan faking the three. Back to McDonald. Top of the key to Badura. He looks to go into the paint. One of the few paint touches for either team. And the shot up is partially blocked and no good. Crone got a piece of it, and now he got a foul against Rossville. Trying to battle for that loose ball rebound. They're going to hit Cameron Badura. First personal on Badura, and team foul number two on Rossville. They're down by 6 points again here at 19-13. Just quick offensive possessions for both teams. Sometimes the buckets have been in transition, but it's been up and down and the high percentage shooting by both clubs here in the early going. 2.5 minutes to play. We're still in the first quarter. El Saline basketball, and it's stolen away on the pass to the top. Stolen by Miller up the court. He's fouled. It wouldn't go. It set on the front iron. The ball did not drop, but Cameron Miller will head to the stripe for a pair. 6'4 junior Cameron Miller, 12.7 blocks, also leads the team in blocks with 18. 63% foul shooter. Going to get a couple here after the first personal foul against El Saline here tonight. Miller's first of the game is rattled in there. El Saline 2-for-2 at the line, and now Rossville makes their first free throws. We see both teams' ability to score. Pretty good balance as well. Four different players have scored for El Saline, and all five starters have scored for Rossville. First substitution of the night is Tayton Williams, a 6-foot senior, checking in for El Saline. They are tall. He's 6'1". They got a couple 6'5 guys and a 6'4 guy as well. El Saline certainly with a little height advantage in this game. Second free throw no good by Cameron Miller. Score is 19-14. El Saline up by a nickel. Pass to the near side. It's Rowley. Thought about a three. Rossville now is going to match up. Here's a bank shot missed by Crone. Rebounded by McDonald. Rossville fans sitting right behind us. Nice lob ahead. This is Andre Johnson, and he's got a bucket off the bench. First sub in for Rossville. Johnson averaging 3 points a game, and a nice find that time as he becomes the sixth different Bulldog to score. At the one possession at 19-16, and a little hand check foul. That's going to be number two on Cameron Badura. Coach McDonald not happy. That's personal number two on Cameron Badura. Just a little reach called by the official out here on the perimeter. As now Rossville will bring in Jason Horrock, 5'10 senior. Missed time early in the season with an injury, averaging 4.5 points per game. Jason Horrock checks in, is out with two fouls, goes Badura. El Saline leading Rossville by 3 points. Three in the corner by Rowley. That's no good. Rebounded by Jack Donovan. Long possession, 1:40 to go here in quarter number one. Three fouls now on Rossville. Lob in the corner to Cameron Miller. Pops the trigger and frames a three. Nothing but nylon. Cameron Miller, he's got six. And we're not in at 19. Under a minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. 2A State Boys quarterfinal from Bramlage. There's a deflection by Rossville. El Saline keeps it. Another three by Rowley. That one is good. Exchange of triples. Rowley answers the three by Miller and puts the Cardinals back on top by three. 1:05 in the clock moving here in the opening frame. McDonald on a five-out offense drives and is fouled. They spread it out there with El Saline man-to-man. It was a five-out offense, really pulled the defense away. And then McDonald have an opening there to be able to attack the basket, heading to the line to shoot two. Garrison Zerger picks up the foul. It's his first team foul, number two. McDonald is a 52% free throw shooter. Leads the team in steals with nearly 50 of them, and also has 90 assists. In fact, making some history, or history in the making, we should say, for McDonald in that assist category for Rossville as he hits both free throws and pulls the Bulldogs back within one. McDonald now has 4 points in the game, and we're under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. 22-21, El Saline. The 3-versus-6 matchup. The winner gets second seed Sterling. Here's a drive floater, missed. Rebound tipped again, taken by Donovan. The Bulldogs want to push it. They're moving right to left. Visitors in the road black. Donovan gets it back from Horak. He drives. He's blocked. He's fouled. And Donovan to the line to shoot two. Rossville's made three of four from the charity stripe thus far. And a couple more coming here. Trey Williams picks up the foul this time. It's his first and team foul number three. Timeouts called by either team. Donovan great at the line, and he makes that one. 76% on the year. Makes 50% of his field goals, and Donovan is 45% from downtown. No triples yet today, but Donovan's made 53 of them on the season. Here's his second free throw. That's nothing but net. He's got four. It's the Bulldogs on top, 23-22. Rossville is down twice by 6 points in this first quarter. There's a deflection, and who's it out on? It was touched by El Saline. A turnover on the Cardinals, their second of the game, and Rossville's got the ball. Maybe a chance to hold for one. Again, no shot clock throughout the postseason this year. And with under 30 seconds to go here in the first frame, Rossville's clawed their way back to take the lead and might hold for one. Donovan up top with 18 to shoot. Over to McDonald, looking for cutters as Miller and Horak slice through the lane. There's the pass and the shot in the bucket by Cameron Miller. No need to hold for one if you can get a bucket there. And Rossville's got their biggest lead of three. Here's a drive, a floater. It's missed by Kramer. Rebound Rossville. 1 second left. Ball's going away. Shot by Elsaline. Good! A steal, a shot in the bucket by Garrison Zerger. His only points of the quarter. Close out that 8 minute stretch. Wow, a costly second turnover on Rossville. You thought for sure they would have a 5 point lead, but instead it's just three at the end of one quarter. Well, earlier today, Sterling scored 97, and how about the pace that we're on here tonight? Rossville's pacing for 100 already. They lead El Saline. It's 25-22, one quarter in the book, and a 1 minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramwich Coliseum, 2A Boys State Basketball with studio engineer MJ. I'm Justin Fluke. Here's a long, long three by Jack Donovan of Rossville. Well, Rossville was up 25-22 late in that first quarter, but a steal and a quick bucket by Garrison Zerger for El Saline as the first quarter expired made it 25-24. And then a quick bucket by El Saline as Reese Crane made a jumper to start the second quarter, but it's answered by Jack Donovan showing his unlimited range. Donovan now has 7 points in the contest, and Rossville ahead by two. Entertaining first quarter. We talked a lot about the pace and the offense, the firepower we've seen from both these teams already, and multiple guys for both teams getting in the scorebook. Just underway here in the second, and all tied up, 28-28. There's an off-balance long two made by Kayton Williams for El Saline. Williams becomes the sixth different Cardinal to score, and El Saline is back on top. They led a couple times by 6 points over Rossville in that first quarter at 15-9, and again at 19-3, and then another three for the Bulldogs as Kayton Horak answers. First points for Horak, and now seven players have already scored for Rossville. Pat Kramer had the first eight for El Saline here tonight. He's quieted off a bit. Rossville retakes the lead. Here's a tough jumper off the glass, missed by Crum, and a follow good by Tayton Williams. Tayton Williams has his second field goal, 31-30. Here's a drive by McDonald, and a kick off the window. Flexing his muscles, Jacoby McDonald. He's now got six, and then a collision and a foul going to go against Rossville, and Tayton Horrock going to pick up his first personal foul. First foul for either team in the second quarter. The clock shows 6 minutes and 12 seconds. Let's reset the lineup as checking in for Rossville, replacing Horrock, is Makai Jackson. First appearance for Makai Jackson, a 5'10 senior. Zach Donovan, also off the bench. Andre Johnson in there right now. Cameron Miller and Jacoby McDonald. That lineup reset presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer, and a three-pointer. Second one tonight by Brogan Rowley. Got 10 points now in double digits, and we're all knotted up. 33-33. Here's Johnson, a bit out of control. He hit the deck, some contact, but no call, and El Saline heading the other way. 2 minutes gone by, second quarter. Fake the pass, take the shot, count the basket. A blocking foul on the and one for Cass Kramer. He hit three threes and had 11 points in like the first 4.5 minutes of this game. Now he's got his first point since in the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Already another foul on Rossville, their third one here in this second quarter. That's Kramer with the free throw, and it's in and out, rebounded by Cameron Miller. El Saline back ahead, 35-33. We've had a few lead changes here already in this half. Rossville's big lead was just 3 points. McDonald drives again. Another wide-open layup. Jacoby McDonald has 8 points. 35-35. Here's a pass after Crone was going up for the rebound. Kicks it out to Rowley. Rowley will shoot a three in the corner. That's an air ball rebounded by Jackson. Makai Jackson passes it ahead to Miller. Now he'll stop and transition, get it back to Jackson, to Donovan. Fakes the three, now steps back, triple, splash! Yes, Donovan! Two triples for him in the second quarter. Right now, these offenses are unstoppable. We've got lightning points going up on both ends of the court. We've played less than 11 minutes, and our score is Rossville 38, El Saline 35. It's a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back. Pretty much Coliseum 2A State Basketball. Justin Fluke with you out of a timeout. Here's a drive and a bucket. Scoring not going to stop anytime soon. Cass Kramer already has 15 points for El Saline in this game. Rossville led by three a moment ago, and now it's just one. Already 13 different players have scored in this game. Seven for Rossville, six for El Saline. Offense is on fire, and now a turnover. Just the third one of the game against Rossville. Had a costly turnover at the end of the first quarter that cost them 2 points at the buzzer. Here's the wraparound pass out to Rowley. He drives and kicks it to Colin Dent, who's in for the first time. That is tipped and the follow no good. Rebounded by Makai Jackson. One-handed pass ahead. Donovan left side fakes, goes up. He missed it. Rebounded by Rowley. A little bit off balance that time. Donovan didn't get a great look. We're at 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Weaving his way is Kramer to the bucket again. And a kiss off the window. 17 for Cass Kramer. That's a kid that came in averaging 10 points per game this season. And he's got 17, and we're only halfway through the second quarter. His bucket gives the Cardinals back the advantage at 39-38. McDonald around a screen, and they say a moving screen. This is going to be an offensive foul against Rossville. They are going deep, deep down their bench here tonight. As that is foul number four on Rossville in the second quarter. Zero fouls on El Saline in the second quarter. So the fouls are 4-0. And now Rossville's got to be a little bit careful as El Saline will be in the bonus. We still got 3:45 to go in quarter number two. There's the alley-oop off the rim of the backboard. It almost went down. Pretty well defended by Cameron Miller. They had an alley-oop pass to Brogan Rowley. Here's Miller without the dribble now at the foul line. Back to McDonald near the Purple Power Cat at half court. A new play call for head coach Brandon McDonald as both teams have a chance to catch their breath for one of their rare, rare times here tonight. Up top three, Miller time, in and out. And the rebound ripped away by El Saline. That one taken by Zerger. Cardinals lead by one with the basketball. Stopping, popping, Kramer missed it short on a three on the deck. It is Zerger, and he traveled with it. Kick out for the three that went in. Good hustle getting on the floor, but Zerger called for the walk before he could get rid of the basketball. Both teams now with three turnovers here in the contest. 39-38. Dogs down by one. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And a timeout by Coach McDonald and the Bulldogs. That's his first timeout. Both coaches have taken one timeout so far. We've got 2:57 to go in this second quarter, and it is a full timeout, so we'll step away for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School 2A State Basketball on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Big 12 tournament continuing today in Kansas City. Kansas State lost to Baylor. Final score 70-56 as the Bears defeat the Wildcats. We're in the home of the Wildcats, Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan for 2A state basketball. Last boys quarterfinal of the day, and out of a timeout, it's El Saline 39, Rossville 38. Backdoor cut, reverse layup. Donovan, just like they drew it up. Jack Donovan's got a dozen. McDonald's got another dime, and the Bulldogs back up by one. Our fifth lead change here in the first half. An electrifying offensive show by both these teams. Still time remaining. There's the lob and a 3 second lane violation against El Saline. It'll be turnover number four as Crone was wanting the lob and got caught camping in the paint. Mitch McDonald talking to us about earning respect, saying we want to prove that we belong here. We know we're battle tested from the Big East League. You look at their losses, teams that are really good, but teams that didn't make it to the state tournament like St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Harry LeCompton just missing out. Nemoth Central as well. Here's a three-pointer, but it's airball that time for Rossville. Down to 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this first half. 40-39, Rossville by one. Get it into the big guy, Crone. He kicks it out. Zerger a three. That's off the rim and three times, but it wouldn't go. McDonald has the rebound, trying to rip it away, and a reach-in foul. First foul on the Cardinals here in the second quarter with 1:57 to go. First personal charge to Crone and team foul number one. Remember, Rossville has four team fouls against him already in this second period. Coach McDonald with the call as Jacoby brings it across half court. El Saline's been playing man-to-man defense since the opening tip. Five-out offense. All five players outside the three-point line. Nearly a deflection there, but now Donovan gets it back to the far corner to Miller. Miller drives and attacks. His shot partially blocked. And we got a foul. This will give the Bulldogs a couple more free throws. Cameron Miller, 1-for-2 in this game, and two more free throws coming. Miller, 63% free throw shooter, has 8 points tonight. McConnell has 8 points. Jack Donovan leads Rossville with 12, but Badura's got 5 despite being on the bench with a couple fouls. Warrock has 3. Rock Bush has 2. Andre Johnson has 2. 7 guys have scored for Rossville. They've played 10 already in this game. Free throw up and in. Now Cameron Miller's got 9. Some of our State Rossville tournament sponsors include Bob Schwartz Financial. Also thanks to Doug's Pharmacy, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker. Also thanks to Rossville Truck and Tractor and Stockgriller State Bank. All proud sponsors of Bulldog State Basketball. Both free throws good. Cameron Miller, 3-for-4 at the line and double digits with 10 points. And Rossville extends their lead to 3. It's 42-39. Here's a little handoff shot over McDonald, partially deflected. Good defense. Cass Kramer couldn't get that one to go. Now McDonald weaves his way up the court, kicks it out to a wide open Miller. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Crone. Bulldogs had all kinds of options and looks there on that possession, but missed the three. As the offenses are cooled off a bit, now it's on the floor. McDonald covers it up. Timeout by his father and head coach. And that's going to be a 30-second timeout as Jacoby McDonald on the deck will save the possession for the Bulldogs. You gotta love the energy of head coach Brandon McDonald. He is into this. You can see his passion and the excitement, and he is locked in and fully focused as the officials are together here talking about something. And head coach Marty Wendell for El Saline is not happy right now, and he's asking for a couple officials to come give him an explanation on something. The officials are all three together here discussing things with just 66 seconds left to go in the first half. Rossville has a three-point lead. They were down twice by 6 points in the opening quarter. Rossville led 25-24 at the end of one. Coach McDonald has his entire team now together in a huddle as the officials still try to figure this out, and Coach Marty Wendell is still not happy. He's getting an explanation, but he does not agree. And I don't know what it could be, because McDonald had secured the basketball. He was on the deck, basically had it covered up. Wasn't trying to get up, make a pass, or anything. And head coach Brandon McDonald called the timeout. So I'm not for sure what the discussion could be. It would be Rossville's second timeout, and it has been granted. That timeout taken off the score clock now, so they have 3 remaining for the game. Winner of this game will play in the state semifinals against Sterling, number 2 seed and number 2 ranked. That game will be at 6 p.m. on Friday night here in Bramlage. And Coach Marty Wendell's still not happy. Oh, no, now there's been a technical issue. So I don't know who the technical was on. But Rossville's getting 2 free throws and the ball. It's Jack Donovan shooting the 2 technical shots. First one is good. Donovan 3-for-3 at the line. He now has 13 points. Might have been an announcement there that I couldn't hear. I still don't know why or how the technical, but Coach Wendell's not happy. Donovan makes both free throws. That puts Rossville up by 5, and then they're going to get the basketball with a minute 6 seconds remaining. It's McDonald, Jackson, Miller, Johnson, and Donovan out on the court right now. Donovan passes left baseline. Johnson looks to attack. His shot blocked. Saved in by El Saline. With the basketball now is Kramer. Under a minute to go here in the half. Bulldogs with their first 5-point lead of the night. Here's the lob inside to Crone. 4 fouls on Rossville, and that's going to be number 5. It's on the shot. Andre Johnson trying to body up on Reese Crone. We will head to the line for the first time. Foul number 5 and personal number 1 on Andre Johnson. Game all of a sudden has a little added intensity, but the fans kind of getting involved. Free throw for Crone is good. So El Saline at the line has now made 3 out of 4, with Crone set to get one more. Peyton Williams, one of the skiers for El Saline, checks back in. 5 seniors on the Cardinal roster. Second free throw good. 6 points for Crone, the 6'5 junior, and it's a 3-point ball game. Rossville 44, El Saline 41. A lot of offense in this game for both teams, but it's cooled off here in the last half of this second quarter. Donovan to McDonald. man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. McConnell drives again, and he's fouled and going to get two free throws. That's foul number four on El Salim, but a shooting violation will give Jacoby McDonald two free throws. He's already two for two at the line tonight. He'll look to get in double digits, joining Jack Donovan and Cameron Miller here in the first half. As McDonald's setting on 8 points, first free throw swish, that's number nine. Huntsville State Tournament basketball sponsors include Performance Tire and Auto. Also, the Horak Legacy Group, thanks to Tyner Insurance, Nextech, also thanks to Bukady Companies, Bob's Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Giant Communications. Rossville State Tournament sponsor. Second free throw missed by McDonald, but out of bounds off El Saline. Foley was concerned about the box out, and it touched his hands and then went out of play. 26 seconds remaining in the half. Rossville by four. They'll have the ball here underneath their own goal. Rossville getting to the line a lot. 12 free throws attempted, and they made 10 out of 12 with that last miss. 10 out of 12 for Rossville at the line. Averaging 64 points a game, and the Bulldogs got 45 and holding it now for the final shot at the end of the first half. Goddell away from a screen by Miller. Hits the deck, and he's fouled, and he's going to shoot two. That's foul number five with 9 seconds remaining on Colin Dent. Second personal on him. And McDonald just made one out of two at the line. We'll try to improve Rossville's 10 of 12 current streak at the charity stripe. This free throw, no good. So it stays a four-point game at 45 to 41. Rossville does not want to foul this last 9 seconds. Of course, El Saline's got to get the rebound unless it's made, and they do. Rebounded off the miss by Rowley. Here come the Cardinals in a hurry. Kramer, who leads the team with 17 points at the foul line. Now to the basket, left side, layup, no, but a foul. That's against McDonald with less than a second to go. 0.8, 8-tenths of a second on the clock here in the first half. Two free throws coming up for Cass Kramer. First personal on McDonald, team foul number six. Kramer with 17 points, a lefty, and misses free throw number one. So 10 of 14 now, Rossville at the line, and El Saline with that miss is 4 of 6. Comes free throw number 7. Kramer, as the first half will expire, misses it. He missed them both, and that's it. Halftime is here. What an entertaining 16 minutes of basketball, just what you'd expect in the 2A State Boys Tournament. Our score at intermission is Rossville, 45, and El Saline, 41, our halftime show coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doc Rohr State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Doc Rohr State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Justin Fluke back with you. 2A Boys Day Basketball from Bramlage Coliseum, the fourth and last quarterfinal of the day. What an entertaining game it's been. Offensive fireworks throughout the first 16 minutes, and at the break, Rossville is leading 45-41 over El Saline. It wasn't easy for the Bulldogs as they fell down by 6 points a couple times in the first quarter. Rossville was down 15-9 and again trailing at 19-13. But they came back and took a 25-22 lead. And in the last 2 seconds before the first quarter ended, El Saline stole the basketball and hit a quick shot to pull within one, 25-24 at the end of that first quarter. Rossville extended their lead a couple times in the second quarter, although neither team led by more than six. And Rossville up by four here at the break, 45-41. Lots of different players getting in on the action. Six different guys scored for El Saline, and for Rossville, they had seven different players score in the first half. We'll go through those numbers. First of all, for the third-seeded Cardinals at 20 wins and three losses. What a half for Cass Kramer. He's got 17. Kramer scored the first eight of this game for the Cardinals at 11 on three threes in the opening quarter. Kramer's got 17 here at the break. Brogan Rowley has 10. Reese Krohn has 6. Tayton Williams with 4. And 2 points apiece for Garrison Zerger and Trey Williams. Rossville scoring led by Jack Donovan. He's got 14 points, a couple triples, and he also went 4-for-4 from the line. Cameron Miller has 10 points. Jacoby McDonald added 9. He got Cameron Badura with 5, but he had to sit out almost that entire second quarter. Badura got his second personal late in the first frame. Tayson Horak off the bench hit a 3. Brock Bush and Andre Johnson both have a 2-point basket as well for the Bulldogs. Big difference from the free throw line. Rossville attempted 14 and made 10. El Saline attempted 7 and only made 4. The Rossville's plus 6 at the line and got there twice as much as the Cardinals did in the first half. Of course, there's some three-pointers when you get a 86-point first half. We're on our way for a 90-82 pace. That's actually cooled off as we were pacing for a final score of 196 at the end of the first quarter. So cooling off just a bit, Rossville winning the second quarter 20-17. But 9 total three-pointers have been made. El Saline has 5 of those. Rossville has 4 makes from behind the half moon. Both teams have taken pretty good care of the basketball. Just 4 turnovers on both the Bulldogs and the Cardinals here at the break. Sterling awaiting the winner. Mound Ridge and Valley Falls are also in the semifinals today with wins at the 2A State Boys Tournament in Manhattan. Tomorrow it'll be girls action here in Class 2A. Again, our halftime score, Rossville 45, El Saline 41. Badura, the only player with 2 personal fouls for Rossville. For El Saline, they got a trio of players with 2 fouls each. Colin Dent, Trey Williams, and Reese Krohn all have 2 fouls for the Cardinals here at the break. Rossville leads by 4, but we've got 16 minutes more of great state basketball on the way. Keep it tuned here. 96.9 The Pulse. We'll take another halftime break and return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
the new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Road to Glory. It's all about cutting down the nets. This Saturday as the high school basketball season will conclude here in the Sunflower State. Final game of the day here in Manhattan has Rossville leading 45-41 over El Saline at the break. Entertaining first half, no doubt. Again, earlier today, Topeka's team defeated Kansas City Piper 66-54. That was in 5A girls at Emporia. Seaman will either get third seed Andover or number six seed St. James Academy in their semifinal on Friday. Several other scores from Northeast teams that are all posted and can be found on our website at msdsports.net. Class 6A had boys games today. Washburn Rural playing right now, the only Capital City team in action as they are the number six seed taking on Wichita Heights in that ball game. Guy Communications and JBN Telephone Company presenting our Road to Glory, sponsored by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a big thank you to some of our Rossville State sponsors making the live broadcast possible for the Bulldogs here in Manhattan today. Integrity Insurance, also Bob's Janitorial, and Nextech, all sponsors of Rossville Bulldog Basketball. Thanks to Bucati Company, also Tyner Insurance, Horak Legacy Group, Performance Tire and Auto of Topeka, also the Stock Growers State Bank, and our other Boys State Tournament Basketball sponsors for the Bulldogs include Rossville Truck and Tractor, to Cindy Glenn Realtor, also Doug's Pharmacy, and Bob Schwartz Financial. All of those sponsors here for 96.9 The Pulse State Basketball coverage for the first time in our inaugural year as Topeka's only locally owned radio. Earlier today here in Class 2A, Valley Falls and Northeast fans, they beat Syracuse 8-54. The other two games are very lopsided as top seed and number one ranked Mound Ridge rolled St. Mary's Colgan 56-25. And it was Sterling over 97-48.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Dustin Flip back with you here at Class 2A State in Manhattan. Kind of an extended halftime show as a couple of the local school drill teams, dance teams, performing at halftime during the final game of the night. What an up-and-down, fast-paced offensive shootout between Rossville and El Saline in the first half. Just about a minute away from starting the third quarter. And again, our score at the break is Rossville 45 and El Saline 41. Neither team led by more than 6 points, and had six total lead changes in that first 16 minutes. Now the two bond and any adjustments that are made as we head here to quarter number three. For both of these teams, it had been over a decade since either had played in a state tournament game. Really didn't show any nerves as they came out swinging, trading punches throughout the first half. Now looking to pick it back up here in the third quarter. Reset the Lineup is presented by Atchison Auto Parts. Third quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup. Your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts when you find them at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Here we go, third quarter underway. Rossville, the visitors, the number 6 seed in the road black, going left to right on your dial here in the second half. And a three by Jack Donovan starts the third quarter. That's the third three by Donovan. He's got 17 points to lead Rossville. And the biggest lead now for either team has the Bulldogs ahead, 48-41. This ball tipped out of bounds by Cameron Badura. So it's Badura and Brock Bush. Also starting Cameron Miller, Jack Donovan, and Jacoby McDonald for Rossville, and head coach Brandon McDonald here in the second half. Not much foul trouble besides Cameron Badura for the Bulldogs. As El Saline, the number 3 seed in the home whites, tries to answer with a 3. That is missed short. Battle for the rebound. Kicked out of bounds off the Cardinal. That lineup for El Saline has Brogan Rowley, Reese Frone, Peyton Williams, Garrison Zerger, and Katz Kramer. Kramer leading the Cardinals with 17 points so far. And the lineup's presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. on the baseline, losing the handle there is Cameron Miller. That's turnover number 5 against Rossville here in this game. Diving, nice pass, shot blocked from behind. Tough defensive position there against Reese Crome, but Cameron Miller, so athletic and his 6'4 size, leading his team in blocks and swatting that one away there. 7:02 to go. We're in the third quarter. Rossville leads by 7, looking to punch their ticket to the state semifinals. This is Williams, pull-up jumper, foul line. He hit it. Second basket of the night for Trey Williams, the 6'4 junior for El Saline. Had a technical against him in that first half of play. Rossville was able to capitalize. Now a steal by El Saline. Here comes Brogan Rowley with the two-hand jam. The tip, the steal, and all alone, Rowley puts on a emphatic jam, and now McDonald has the pocket picked again. Another steal. Trey Williams up the court. He misses, and McDonald gets it back. So a couple turnovers by Rossville. Now a fake shot, and Johnson goes up and is fouled. And it looks like a couple free throws here for Rossville. Andre Johnson scored 2 points in the first half. 5'10 junior going to get 2 free throws here on our first foul of the third quarter. 6:14 to play in it. Johnson misses the free throw short. 52% at the line. Now 10 of 15 is Rossville shooting free throws in this game. Johnson bends the knee, splits the wrist, second one rattles in. Point number 3 and a 49-45 advantage for Rossville. Almost 2 minutes played in this third quarter. Durger defended by McDonald. Rossville playing man-to-man. Played more zone, especially early on in that first half. Nice spin move and finish by Reese Crone. Crone now at 8 points. A pretty move there in the paint. Cuts the deficit in half. Rossville's lead is now down to just 2, and McDonald nearly loses it back at half court in a timeout by Coach Brandon McDonald. That'll leave him with just 2 timeouts left to go in this game. But Rossville's turned it over 3 times in this third quarter, and a lead of 8 has been dwindled down to just 2. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 49-47. Bulldogs still up by 2 points. Here with 5:40 to go in quarter number 3. Rossville beating Marhill Mount Academy and Horton, a couple teams from the Northeast Kansas League and sub-state, to advance to this state tournament. But they got right after struggling a little bit with 3 losses in their final 4 games of the regular season this year. Placed first in the Valley Falls midseason tournament, did Rossville. 15-7 a season ago, often sub-state to Nemaw Central, but of course the big storyline was Rossville moving down to the Class 2A ranks this year. Had a great run this fall on the football field. Now a 3 out of the timeout. It's Cameron Miller, no good. Rebound Johnson, that shot blocked. It finds Miller. He drives. Kiss off the window. No good. Another long rebound tipped out, and Donovan's got it. Now Johnson on the baseline. Big collision. Charge foul. And it's going to go against Johnson. And there to take the charge was Cass Kramer. That's personal number 2 on Andre Johnson. ...49-47. The lead remains 2 points still here for the Bulldogs. No pressure by Rossville. They've not shown any full court pressure throughout this game. 5:20 and the clock moving again in quarter number 3. 1 foul on each team thus far here in the third quarter. 4 timeouts remaining for El Saline. Rossville's just got just 2. There's a 3-pointer. It's missed up top by Zerger. Rebound tipped around and El Saline's got it. Faking the 3 is Kramer. He drives. Missed it. Rebound. Crone. Fouled. Couple offensive rebounds. Multiple opportunities on this possession for the Cardinals. But the scoring has certainly cooled off. As so far in this third quarter, it is a 6-4 advantage in favor of El Saline. Free throw good for Crone. He's 3 for 3 at the line tonight. 9 points now for Crone, who looks to join Cass Kramer with 17 and Brogan Rowley with 12 in double digits. And he does. Nothing but net on the second free throw to give Crone 10. Three guys in double digits for El Saline, and they've tied it up at 49-49. Here's McDonald lobbing it far side. Badura playing with a couple fouls. He lost the handle. Another Bulldog turnover. Here come the Cardinals. Zerger gets away from the traffic. Gets it now to Kramer. Kramer attacks to the left hand. Misses shot. Off left side. Rebounded by Cameron Miller. And then Miller's pass at half court. Stolen away. Another Rossville turnover. Now a 3. And a travel call there on El Saline. Trey Williams took a little bunny off an extra step before attempting that three-pointer that didn't go in anyway. But that's the first turnover for El Saline in this second half. And Rossville's now turned it over 5 times in the third quarter. Rossville has 9 turnovers for the game. Despite those turnovers, nice pass. McDonald and Johnson, and he missed the bunny. Point-blank range underneath. Just left it a little bit short, did Johnson. Golden opportunity missed there for the Bulldogs. And we're still tied at 49. Neither team could miss in the first half, and now the struggle is real. There's a shot blocked by Miller as Crone again went up in the paint. It'll stay with the Cardinals underneath their own basket at the midway point of the third quarter, 49-49. Olsen-Lane lobs it in to Crone, back to the left side. Trey Williams drives, pulls up at the elbow. That won't go. Battle for the rebound. Swatted again. This time the block by Cameron Badura, but it goes out into the El Saline bench. The Cardinals will keep the possession. Over half the third quarter is now expired. El Saline will inbound on their offensive sideline over near the bench. Zerger to trigger it in. Looking down low for Rowley. Rowley feeds Crone. Couple of 6'5 guys. Now the kick to Kramer. He drives, scores. And El Saline's got the lead. 19 points for Cass Kramer. Remember, Rossville led by 7 earlier in this third quarter. Now down by 2. Need a good possession on offense. Had a great opportunity last time, but missed an open shot right underneath the bucket. Spreading it out a little bit. El Saline's playing a 1-3-1 zone. It's a 1-3-1 zone here by El Saline. First time we've seen that tonight. McDonald able to drive, drawing contact, and he's fouled. It's on the floor. Just the second foul on El Saline here in the third quarter. We just a few minutes away, approaching 9 o'clock on 96.9 The Pulse, KOZA, Effingham, Topeka, Florence. 51-49, 2-point lead for El Saline. Rossville's got it. McDonald takes the 3, drives, and he left it short. Rebounded by Rowley. Rossville's gone ice cold on the offensive end. 5 turnovers, but they've gotten some good looks and just haven't quite finished them. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Pass left of the lane, Rowley. Fires it up top to Williams. Williams back to Rowley. 3-point shot near wing. No good. Rebounded by Cameron Miller. Rossville wanting to push it. Here comes Donovan. I haven't called his name much at all in this third quarter. I don't think Donovan's got a shot up in this third quarter. They need to find him. Down by 2 with the possession. 2:40 to go here in the third at Bramlage in Manhattan. McDonald wide open. 3-pointer. No. Rebounded by Donovan. He had it stolen away. Might have been a foul. Rossville stands right behind me. Thought for sure Donovan's arm was like ripped off him there. Here comes Cass Kramer. Now to Zerger. Awkward shot, unbalanced, off the glass, no good. That was a forced shot. El Saline head coach Marty Wendell was not impressed. Again, the Bulldogs need a good offensive possession. A drive by Badura, and a tough shot goes for Cameron. First point since the first quarter for Cameron Badura. He's got 7, and we're tied at 51. Back and forth ball game. Nice lob. Faking it is Crone. Now he lost the handle, but it scoots out to an open Rowley. 3-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. Rossville pushes it ahead. McDonald in transition to Miller, and he's called for the travel. Coach McDonald not sure about that one. It's going to be turnover number 10 and the 6th one on Rossville here in this third quarter. A minute 39. The pace has certainly not slowed at all since the first half. but the scoring just has not quite been there. Substitution for the Bulldogs. Jason Horak comes in. Also checking in is Brock Bush. Bush hadn't played a lot in that third quarter. Donald gets a breather. Donovan stays out there. Also, Cameron Badura stays on the court. Here's a foul line jumper, no good, but the long rebound out to Rowley. He looks underneath, and the basket good. Plus one, Reese Crone from Brogan Rowley. That's the 2 6-5 guys teaming up again to give the Cardinals the two-point lead. 53-51. And they called that on Badura, and it's his third personal foul. So Cameron Badura will have to go to the bench. After a real short breather, Jacoby McDonald checks back in. Free throw for Crone is good. He's 5 for 5 at the line. That and one opportunity gives him 13 points in the game. 7 of them in this third quarter. El Saline leading Rossville by 3 points. 70 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Looking to attack. This is Brock Bush. Out to Miller. 3-point shot. Missed badly. Rebound. Corralled by Donovan. He goes up and scores. Jack Donovan, 19. And he hasn't gotten enough touches on the offensive end. Just his second shot here in the third quarter. 50 seconds left. Pulling the Bulldogs back within one. Lane's going to show just a little patience here, something we've not seen much of either team today. Now they lob to Crone. He turns and shoots. Big height advantage over Brock Bush, but he missed the shot. And the rebound to Horak. Horak over to McDonald. Slices, dices, weaves his way to the bucket and lays it in. Jacoby McDonald with 11. Very good in transition. And just like that, Rossville's back up by one. 55-54. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Back to the basket, Rowley. On the right wing to Kramer, who's cooled off with just 2 points here in the second half. On the left wing, here's a three-pointer with 3 seconds left, and it's hit by Garrison Zerger. Rossville kind of lost him. Zerger found himself wide open, and with 3 seconds left, he hits a three at the end of the third quarter. That gives the Cardinals the advantage. Rossville led by one at the end of one. They were up by 4 at halftime. But as we head to the fourth quarter, it's El Saline 57 and Rossville 55. Fourth quarter action follows this one-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We're back with you, courtside, Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan. Start of the fourth quarter, and a foul is El Saline with the basketball, working it inside to Reese Crone, and a foul against the Bulldogs. Kobe McDonald just picked up his second. That's the first team foul in this fourth quarter. 57-55, Rossville trails currently by 2. Crone at the line, where he's made 5 of 5 and now 6 of 6. 14 points for Reese Crone, who averages 10 a game. One of the 2 6-5 towers for this El Saline squad. Second free throw, no good, and Rossville has the rebound. Bulldogs got a little bit sloppy with it there in that third quarter. They had 6 turnovers, needing to take care of it. Down by 3 with the possession, and Horak lost the handle, but it's saved in by Miller. Up top to McDonald. And now over on the left side, we'll reset the lineup. Jack Donovan out there. It's Donovan, McDonald, Miller, Horak, and Brock Bush, the five on the floor for the Rossville Bulldogs. That reset of the lineup brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts for Napa Dealer, and Tayson Horak hits the three. Two big shots tonight for Horak, and this one ties the game at 58. 7:10 to go in the ball game. Cass Kramer, 19 points, only two of them since halftime. Losing the handle is Rowley. Turnover on El Saline, just their seventh of the game. Pass ahead to Horak, back to the trailer. That's Donovan, and now McDonald's got it. And he goes into the lane, and the shot is blocked, and it's off Rossville and out of bounds. It'll be El Saline basketball. Cameron Badura battling foul trouble today. He'll check back in as Brock Bush goes to the bench. Again, that lineup reset presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer, with a great lineup of the parts that you need. 6:50 to go. We're tied 58-58. And Coach Brandon McDonald is so into this game as he gets down in a crouch stance, hands on his knees, clapping a bit, and applauding his team, needing some extra defensive effort. Here's Rowley driving, shot, no, but a foul. He was kind of going up to almost dunk that thing. Might have been a pretty good foul that time against Rossville. Their second one of the fourth quarter. Cameron Miller just picked up his first personal foul on the game. Rogan Rowley at the free throw line is 2 for 2. El Saline is making hay now at the charity stripe. That free throw's good. They were just 4 for 7 at halftime, but since halftime, they've made 5 for 5 at the line. Here's free throw number 6. That one's money. And Rowley now has 14 points in the game. Chrome's got 14 points as well. And Cass Kramer leads the Cardinals with 19. Back ahead by 2 is El Saline. McDonald drives to the near side. Horak, an open 3. This one is no good. The follow's good. It's Cameron Miller. Hang time in the follow. We're not at 60. Great athleticism there by Miller. Perfect timing coming down the lane to get the follow back up and in. Low block, Crump, post up, turn, shoots over Miller and scores. Reese Crone with 16, those 6'5 guys. El Saline trying to find him. Here's an open Donovan, and Jack missed that one. 62-60. Rossville down to deuce as we go under 6 minutes to play in regulation. Rowley with the dribble. Now drive in a bucket. That was Rowley, and he's got 16 points now in the game. Jumper at the other end misses. Quick shot there by Cameron Badura, and then a foul, and it's going to go against Badura. He was a little bit frustrated, I think, after the miss, and I think that's number 4 on Cameron Badura. It's already foul number 3 on Rossville in this fourth quarter, but Badura is the first player with 4 personals. El Saline fans come to their feet as they have the basketball with a 4-point lead, 64-60. Serger hands it to Williams. It is all going through the big guys, though, on offense for the Cardinals. And here's Crone driving baseline. That time found the cutter in Serger, and another foul on the Bulldogs, and that's their 4th. So 2 free throws coming here on the shooting foul, and then bonus for El Saline the rest of the game. And, oh, by the way, the Cardinals have not had 1 foul against them here in the fourth quarter. This is Garrison Serger at the line for the first time tonight, and he keeps the Cardinals hot as he makes yet another free throw. 7 for 7 in the second half for El Saline at the line. There's the announcer jinx as that free throw's no good. Rossville needed the jinx. Serger's got 6 points. Bulldog basketball, but now they trail by 5. 65-60, needing a good possession. Over to McDonald on the left side, right in front of his father and head coach. Now McDonald attacks, finds the man underneath. Nice catch and shot by Cameron Miller. McDonald gets the dime, 11 points for Miller. Penetration, the defense collapsed to him, and a nice find to Miller for the easy 2. 4:40 to go. There's a 3 missed by Cass Kramer, maybe not the shot that the Cardinals and Coach Marty Wendell wanted, as Rossville's going to get it back, trailing by just 3. And also a foul going for the rebound on El Saline. Trey Williams just got the personal, and that's his third. Nobody has more than three fouls, though, for the Cardinals. That was their first foul in the fourth quarter. Horak hits Padura to the basket, left it a little bit short, and then a foul going for the rebound. And that's foul number five on Rossville, and the Bulldog faithful are getting real restless. Cameron Miller just picked up the foul, and there was not a lot of contact. I mean, Miller just kind of tried to poke away the rebound. El Salinas had secured the board, but it wasn't like a major reach or a bunch of contact. He just kind of tried to pop the ball out of the hands of Reese Crone. It's hard to do that against Crone, who's 6'5 and a junior and a lot of muscle, and he makes the free throw at the other end. Rossville's going to have to quit putting El Salinas at the charity stripe because they're making him pay. We got a timeout. It'll be taken by Coach Brandon McDonald of the Bulldogs. And they have just one timeout remaining. They're down by four with a Cardinal free throw pending. As we head to a break, it's El Saline 66 and the Rossville Bulldogs 62. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools. Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Quick scoring update from Hutchinson, where it's 3A girls today. The Silver Lake girls leading big over Girard, 45-31. Of course, the Silver Lake girls are the defending 3A champs. And Silver Lake up double digits in that game. And Hutchinson, Beacon Seaman girls, also defending state champs, won earlier today by double digits over Kansas City Piper. Here in Manhattan, 2A boys, El Saline ahead of Rossville, 66-62. Second free throw, this one out of the timeout, and it's missed by Reese Crone. So it stays a four-point game. See what Rossville does after that timeout. Is a deflection here in the backcourt, but Cameron Miller goes to get it. Donovan McDonald. Also out there is Cameron Madura and Taysen Horak. That's the five. Here's a three by Donovan. He's been quiet in the second half. It missed. McDonald, though, chases down the rebound. Great job by Jacoby, and then he's bumped and fouled. That's foul number two on El Saline in this fourth quarter. The personal going against Cass Kramer, his second. So two fouls on El Saline and six of them on Rossville in this fourth quarter already. Bulldogs underneath their own basket, needing something here, down by four. McDonald to trigger it in. Nothing coming to the basket, and now has to barely get it into Badura. Behind the three-point line, he attacks, past the double team, and a foul. This one, again, on the floor. So no free throws, but another foul, and the third one now against the Cardinals. And this one is on Trey Williams, and that's his fourth. So the first player to get a fourth foul for El Saline is the junior Trey Williams. He's 6'4", out there with the 2'6'5 guys. A lot of height for this El Saline team. Madura attacks the basket, missed the layup, rebound off the hands of Cameron Miller, and taken by El Saline. They've got a 4-on-3. Now they slow it down and get it to the trailer. That's Rolly. Rolly left side attacking is Kramer to the basket and scoring. Blackjack 21, Cass Kramer, points in this game. He had 17 at intermission, and now it's El Saline up by 6. Possession's becoming more precious. Here's a 3-ball. Missed, but the follow by Horak is in. It was Taysen Horak that missed the three, but he followed his own shot, caught it in the air, and banked it back up and in, 68-64. Rossville down by 4. How patient can the Cardinals be? Here's Kramer shooting, scoring. No need for patience with that man. And a timeout by El Saline. 23 points for Cass Kramer to lead the Cardinals. And they have a 6-point lead with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in this game. We're taking another timeout. It's El Saline 70 and Rossville 64 on the MSC Sports Radio.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Foote back with you here at Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan. 2A Boys State Basketball. The winner gets Sterling in the state semifinals on Friday evening. Jay, our studio engineer, and here in the fourth quarter, some fouls got Rossville in a little bit of trouble. El Saline kind of making them pay from the free throw line as they connected on seven straight free throws in the second half and hit their first five free throws in this fourth quarter. They went ahead 65-60 at the five-minute mark. Now with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go, El Saline up by 6 points, 70-63. They're the number three seed with just three losses on the year. Rossville comes in at 16-7, battle-tested in the Big East League. Rossville basketball here out of the timeout. Passed by McDonald between the legs of an El Saline player, and they're back in his zone. They went to a lot of 1-3-1. They're still in that. Here's a McDonald three-point shot. No good. Followed in by Cameron Miller. Just one-handed. He muscled that up and in. Big-time play. Miller's got 16 points, and the Bulldogs down by just four. 2:45 to go. High pass over the head of Crone and saves it into Rossville. Turnover number nine on the Cardinals. And can Rossville capitalize? Donovan, near corner, a three-pointer by Horak. No good. That time the follow mistimed by Cameron Miller as El Saline comes away with it. And they lob it ahead, two on two. Now they'll slow it up. It's Zerger, who hit a big three late in that third quarter, and he's fouled. It's Horak on the floor, but it doesn't matter. Foul number seven, meaning El Saline's getting two free throws. And that might be it for Jason Horak. As, yep, that is number five, and he fouls out, finishing with 8 points. Couple big three-point buckets, including one here in this fourth quarter. Horak is done, and the free throw is good for Garrison Zerger. 2-for-3 at the line. Zerger's got 7 points. Again, we had 13 players scoring in the first 11 minutes of this game. It was 25-24 at the end of one quarter. Rossville led 45-41 at halftime. Zerger makes them both. He's got eight, and the lead is back to a half dozen for the Cardinals in the home white. Donald missed a couple threes. Won't shoot it that time. He'll dish it off to Miller, who shoots the three. It's no good. Tipped, and El Saline's got it. 2 minutes to go in the game. Cardinals leading Rossville by 6 points. Up the court comes Kramer. Shot block! And Donovan trying to save it in. It does. El Saline's got it. Rowley drives. He's fouled. Count the bucket. Plus one. Brogan Rowley, and that's just a bit of fortune for El Saline. Great defense by Rossville, the block shot, but a good hustle play to save the ball in. And then at the right place at the right time, it was Brogan Rowley who took it to the bucket and scored. Got fouled. He's got 18 points. Free throw is good. That's 19 points. 5-for-5 at the line, and the 2 6-5 guys for El Saline have combined from the foul line to make 12 of 13. And there's a tip and a steal by El Saline. And this game's about to get away. Cardinals get the steal, and Rossville will immediately foul. It's a 9-point lead, and El Saline going to get two free throws after Rossville's 11th turnover of the night. They've been better in this fourth quarter. It's been more fouling issue than turnover issue, but had six turnovers in that third frame after halftime. Free throw for Tayton Williams, no good. He's got one more coming. 75-66, biggest lead for either team here in this contest tonight. Second free throw is good. And we got a substitution. Tayton Williams now has 5 points, and it is a 10-point lead. 76-66 with a minute 35 to go. Three-pointer by Jack Donovan. No good. Donovan gets his own miss from the foul line. This shot rolls around and around and around and spit out. Hit by Rossville. No. Elsaline chases it down. And here come the Cardinals. Three on two. To the left side, faking the three is Zerger. Wise decision. They need to burn some clock. And another Rossville foul. Two more free throws with 73 seconds left. In this fourth quarter, Elsaline has outscored Rossville 19-11. They've expanded the lead and pulled away here down the stretch. This free throw's good. The lead grows to 11. It's Zerger back at the line, and he's got 9 points. And this free throw percentage is phenomenal for the Cardinals. They make them both again. Zerger's got 10 and another timeout. The last one remaining for Coach Brandon McDonald. McDonald's team down by 12. Our score is Elsaline 78, Rossville 66. Just over a minute to go, and the finish is coming up next here on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
4 seniors on this Rossville State roster, and a final plea from head coach Brandon McDonald as he uses his last timeout with just a minute 13 to go. A fourth quarter flurry, and Elsaline getting a lot of points at the free throw line. Here in the fourth quarter alone, they've made 12 of 15 free throws here in this fourth quarter already. Rossville will have the basketball, but trailing 78-66. Both teams already passed their season scoring average here after an electric first half. There's a Donovan three, no. Trying to keep it alive is Badura, and he can't. And then a foul on Cameron Badura, and he's going to foul out. That'll be the, and he's got, I thought he had some blood there. It is the second player for Rossville to foul out of the game. Cameron Badura will exit with 7 points. He's one of the seniors. One of the other seniors, Tayson Horrock, fouled out of this game earlier as well. The other two seniors are Brock Bush and Makai Jackson. Rossville team going to bring a lot back. Going to be very, very good again next year. Finished second in the Big East League this season. Here a minute to go. First free throw misses by Trey Williams. He's got one more coming. A rare miss for the Cardinals at the charity stripe. Andre Johnson has blood on his jersey, so they made him go out. The official is just showing. He's got a bloody nose, it looks like, this Johnson as he set, and checking in is Connor Bush, the junior. One more free throw for Trey Williams. He's got 4 points in this game. That one's no good. He missed them both. Rebounded by Cameron Miller. Miller, Donovan, somebody going to have to score in a hurry. Donald off the handle. Ball stolen away. Another Bulldog second half turnover. Here comes Kramer in transition. Feeding Crone. Back to Kramer for the left-hand layup. 25 for Kramer. That was beautiful. A 14-point lead. Donovan, a three, he's fouled. They're going to get 3 free throws as he's fouled, and that's going to be number 5 for Trey Williams, who just fouled out. But he was coming out anyway, as Elsaline now has 5 players set to check in. They are clearing their bench. Head coach Marty Wendell, just the 4th trip to state for Elsaline. Came from down 10 in the final 2 minutes to beat Bennington in last week's sub-state championship game. Donovan to the line. He'll be coming back. Makes the first of 3. He's 5 for 5 at the line and has 20 points in this game. But McDonald will be back. 9 points in outing. And team leader in steals and assists. Donovan will be back, 19-point-a-game average. Cameron Miller will be back, 12 points and a team-high 7 rebounds per game. As a Andre Johnson, who we've seen a lot here today, and a little bit of junior Connor Bush as well. A lot of pieces to build around for this Bulldog team next season. Donovan with another free throw here. Del Celine has made all their substitutions and cleared the bench. Free throw good again for Jack Donovan. He's got 21. But down by 11 with 30 seconds to go. Here's a steal by McDonald. And a foul. And McDonald going to get two free throws as Rossville's in the bonus. This foul on Wyatt Allen, one of the new guys making their first appearance here in the final minute for the Cardinals. Toby McDonald's made 3 of 6 at the line. He's going to get a couple here with the clock stopped. 23 points in this fourth quarter for El Saline. With that first free throw there, that's 15 points now for Rossville in the quarter. 12 for Jacoby McDonald tonight, 16 for Cameron Miller. Rossville led by their leader, Jack Donovan, with 21. But I don't know if Rossville... Donovan got more than about 5 shot attempts up in the second half. Just didn't feel like he got as many as maybe he needed. Rossville had some turnover issues and foul troubles in the second half as Donald makes both free throws. He's got 13 points. Another substitution as like one or two guys at the end of the bench coming in there for El Saline. Rossville's going to continue some full-court pressure. They've brought in a few other guys as well. They get a steal. Makai Jackson, left-hand layup, good. First points for senior Makai Jackson. Trying to poke it away again from Dent. They get another steal and another bucket. This one banked in there for Rossville by Brock Bush. And a timeout. Here come the starters back in. It is a 5-point game. It is a 5-point game with 14 seconds left. It was 80-69 just a moment ago when El Saline cleared their bench. And now a 6-0 run has made an 11-point lead, just a 5-point advantage for the Cardinals. And if nothing else, you got to give a lot of credit to Coach McDonald and his team. I mean, this is a state tournament. First time they've been here since 2011. We're going to play to the final whistle. We're going to leave it all out there, do everything we can. They do have only 2 starters in the game. That would be Jack Donovan and Jacoby McDonald, the only 2 starters in the game. But they got Makai Jackson in and Brock Bush. And now Cameron Miller just checked back in. So it's more of the regulars now for Rossville. It's down by just 5. Well, this is for both teams. El Saline gets it in. Their starters are back in, and a quick foul on Brogan Rowley. Well, Saline's starters thought they were done, but now they're back in. And I don't think so. 5-point game. I mean, one more steal and a layup by Rossville. We were about to have a 1-possession game if there wasn't a timeout there by the Cardinals and bringing their starters back in. Maybe Coach Schwindel. Something just a little too soon. Now Brogan only has a chance to ice it. He's 5 for 5 at the line. He scored 19 points. He's a 1,000-point scorer in his career. Went over the 1,000-point mark this season. He's also one of the best high jumpers. Cleared 7 foot. Makes the first free throw. That's point number 20. Ty Jackson comes out, gets a big high five from his head coach as the senior to be honored from his fans with 12 seconds remaining. Free throw is good. 21 points for Rowley and perfect 7 for 7 at the line. Rossville gets it up. Donovan leans into a 3 and hit it. Jack Donovan with another triple. He's got 24. 2 seconds left and a turnover at half court. So it is a 4-point game with 1.6 seconds left. Rossville needs a 3, but they also need fouled somehow. Donovan trying to get contact as he leans into a 3. This one is no good, and the game has gone final. El Saline 82, Rossville 78, 160 points of basketball here in this 2A state quarterfinal as a fantastic Rossville basketball season and first year in the Big East League comes to a close on the hardwood here at the 2A state tournament in Manhattan. Down 11 in the final minute. They came back. They got it to within four and missed the three there at the buzzer. So they fight to the bitter end, make El Saline put their starters back in this game. But it's the Cardinals that move on and advance to number three. They will get Sterling in the Friday night semifinal at 6 p.m. The season ends for Rossville, 16 wins, 8 losses. Again, the final score, El Saline 82, Rossville 78. We've got postgame coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin, flip back with you one final time. MJR studio engineer as Elsley for three seed as did Rossville. Quite the battle, 82-78, the final score here tonight. Kind of came down to some turnovers for Rossville in the third quarter, and then some fouls that gave El Saline a chance to make a lot of hay at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and they would end up extending the lead to as many as 11 in the final minute, and Rossville ends up losing by just 4 points. How about this free throw shooting for El Saline? They make 20 of 28 from the free throw line, and that was after going just 4-for-7 in the first half. Most of that damage done late. In the fourth quarter alone, they made 13 of 16 free throws. 13 of 16 for El Saline at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. That was enough to build up the lead and then hold on for the win despite a late Rossville rally. A lot of scoring in this game. Rossville led 25-24 at the end of one quarter, and that was after being down by six twice at 15-9 and 19-13. Rossville still up by 4 points at halftime, 45-41. So we were pacing for a 90-82 game, and both teams a lot quieter in the third quarter, especially that first 4 minutes of the second half. Just seemed like neither team could really find momentum. Several missed shots. Rossville had six of their 12 turnovers in the third quarter tonight, so half of their turnovers came during that third quarter stretch. And after scoring 25 points in the first quarter, 20 points in the second quarter, Rossville just 10. They were outscored 16-10 in that third quarter. As in the fourth quarter, it was El Saline outscoring Rossville 25-23. But that third quarter, really the difference when Rossville was outscored 16-10, that third quarter, really what the Bulldogs probably looking back at. when things started to slip away. Elsa went ahead late in the third quarter and actually did not trail, as it turned out, in the fourth quarter of this ball game. Elsa Lean now 21-3 with the win. Again, they'll get Sterling. Second boys semifinal Friday night at 6 o'clock. Rossville sees 16-8 losses. Great year for the Bulldogs. Ball was great. Ball was great. A lot of great seniors, but a lot of talent coming back as well. Third year coach Brandon McDonald's got this program really churning. 15 wins a season ago. They get wins and make their first state tournament appearance since 2011 here at this camp. Kane go out on a high note for sure. Let's look at the final scoring numbers for this game. And man, for Elsa Lean, a lot of scoring to talk about. We talked about the 13 different players that scored in the first 11 minutes of this contest. Seven of them for Rossville. Bulldogs end up with eight guys in the scorebook tonight. Elsa Lean had just the six players score, but man, they have some big numbers. Cass Kramer, 25 points. Brogan Rowley, 21 points. Reese Crone, 8 points. And the fourth guy in double digits was Garrison Zerger. He finished with 10. After that, it was Tayton Williams, 5, and Trey Williams, 4, to round out the Elsa Lean offense. So four guys in double digits, and three of them had 8 or more for this potent Cardinal offense. If 28 is the line, 13-16 in the fourth quarter. Really wasn't three. They only made 6 three-pointers. Only one made three-pointer the entire second half for this Elsa Lean team, but they took pretty good care of it. They finished with just 9 turnovers. They had one player foul out. Rossville ended up with two guys fouling out. Cameron Badura battled foul trouble throughout the evening tonight. Jason Horak would foul out late as well. Rossville led in scoring again by Jack Donovan. His junior campaign with a 24-point effort. He hit 4 threes. Rossville made 8 threes total, 4 in each half, but 4 of the 8 triples by Jack Donovan, and finishes with 24 points. By the way, Donovan also went perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line. I think looking back at tape a little bit, Rossville will look at the fact that maybe could have been a bit more patient, and I don't know. I know there was one point about 5 minutes into the third quarter when I mentioned Donovan's name, and it was almost like I'd forgot about him. He hadn't got a shot or hardly touched the basketball in the first 5 minutes of that third quarter. Rossville really struggled and was outscored 16-10. But Donovan finishes with 24. Two other Bulldogs at double digits. Cameron Miller had a great game, 16 points for him, and Jacoby McDonald had 13. So there's your three juniors that are coming back next year. The three leading scorers tonight, Donovan 24, Miller 16. McDonald with 13. Also for Rossville in this game, Jason Horak had 8, couple big triples for the senior. 7 points for Cameron Badura, 3 points for Andre Johnson, 2 for Makai Jackson and Brock Bush. Besides some turnovers, you know, the other thing in that third quarter that I'm thinking back at now is a couple missed opportunities. When Rossville had point blank range shots, I think they had at least two shots right underneath the basket open, maybe just rushed it a little bit or something, but didn't get those easy baskets in a game of this high scoring magnitude. You just can't miss too many easy opportunities. Another difference in what also helped lead to just the 10 points in the third quarter for the Bulldogs tonight. They fall by 4 points in this contest. Rossville didn't get to the free throw line near as much. Remember, at halftime, they had attempted 14 free throws, and Elsa Lean had only attempted 7. Elsa Lean ends up with 28 free throws shot in this game, and only 20 total free throws for Rossville. So they only attempted 6 free throws in the second half. They did shoot a pretty good percentage, as they were 15 of 20 from the free throw line. Rossville in this game, not quite the 20 of 28 for Elsa Lean, who gets the win, 82-78. Rossville's total turnovers I had down is 13-12 here at the of this. Rossville, again, ending a great season, 7-3 in the Big East League, some really fantastic games. I think their losses were by a full possession, had some thrillers against some rivals, and rivals in the league now as well. 16-8 state tournament appearance, and think Rossville will be, you know, a favorite to have a chance to get back to state. The favorites in the Big East next year. I think the big thing for Rossville is, do they stay 2A? You know, all their other state tournaments in basketball have been 3A, and this was a drop down to the 2A ranks for Bulldogs. Will it last, or will Rossville bump back up to 3A? I'm sure, you know, them being 2A and St. Mary's going up to 3A, I think probably got an advantage if you're a 2A school. That's why Rossville was so battle-tested, playing much larger 3A and some 4A schools in the Big East and during the regular season, that have them, you know, not scared of anybody really coming into this 2A state tournament. So that'll be an interesting storyline for Rossville, I think. But three of their top players and scorers all coming back next year for this Bulldog squad. Again, you can follow along with Northeast Kansas basketball on our website. It's MSCSports.net. Rossville, part of the Big East. It's on that website, as well as the Twin Valley League, the Northeast League. And we're following Topeka Seaman in the state tournament as well. The 5A girls at Emporia won earlier today, so we'll have their semifinal coming up Friday evening here on 96.9 The Pulse. For all of our other area games, including the Silver Lake girls at 3A in Hutch, you can follow our MSCSports.net website. Silver Lake girls did finish off that win against Girard, by the way. The final score was 56-45. So the defending 3A champion Lady Eagles win by 11 tonight. They now got a rematch of last year's championship game, as it'll be Silver Lake against the Heston girls in another semifinal on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Pretty exciting year with Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company presenting our Road to Glory from Giant Mobile, all on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Appreciate all the Rossville sponsors as well. You know, many of these sponsors, not just for the Rossville State Tournament game, several of these throughout our first regular season of high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. To get one final shout out to them, Bob Schwartz Financial, Doug's Pharmacy. Also thanks to Cindy Glenn, a realtor with Coldwell Banker. Rossville Truck and Tractor. Also thanks to Stock Growers State Bank. Performance Tire and Auto. Warrock Legacy Group. To Heiner Insurance. Next Tech, one of our state Rossville tournament sponsors. Bucati Companies. Also Bob's Janitorial and Integrity Insurance. All proud sponsors of high school basketball here on 96 and the Pulse and the Rossville Bulldogs at the 2A state tournament. And congratulations to Coach McDonald and the Bulldogs on a fantastic season. Ends tonight with a 16-8 record at state. Final score, El Saline 82, Rossville 78. Appreciate MJ back at our Pulse studios. Ben Justin Fluke, happy to have you along. Hope you enjoyed the call. We'll have Topeka Seaman Friday night in the semifinals, so keep it here to 96.9 The Pulse. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night from Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan.